A Mexican artist is getting attention in Los Angeles nearly 80 years after he painted a controversial mural. Back then, his work was censored because it was viewed as anti-American. Now, decades later, that same mural is slowly being restored, as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
In the early 20th century, José David Alfaro Siqueiros was one of the politically active muralists in Mexico who merged revolutionary ideas with public street art. In 1932, he was jailed for his radical militancy, and when he was released, he secured a six-month visa to Los Angeles.
Siqueiros, being the idealist that he is and having fought in the Mexican Revolution, in Los Angeles, he fuses art and politics.
Photojournalist Luis Garza curated an exhibition of Siqueiros' work at the Autry Museum of the American West. It features depictions of three murals Siqueiros painted when he lived in Los Angeles, including one on historic Olvera Street. Writer Ruben Martinez says Olvera Street was meant to be an idealized version of a Mexican marketplace.
Assiduously avoiding anything controversial or political, just a quaint ethnic theme park.
Martinez's grandparents, heard on this recording, used to play guitar and sing at La Golondrina restaurant on Olvera Street. He says while they were working downstairs, Siqueiros was upstairs on the roof painting the mural.
And my grandparents were part of that staging, like an old, quaint, folkloric Mexico. And Siqueiros was painting something that flew in the face of all that. And it was a great subversive act.
To make the massive mural on the rooftop wall of the old Italian hall, Siqueiros pioneered an experimental technique of spray painting, inspiring many graffiti artists who followed. In a 1971 documentary, Siqueiros explained he'd been commissioned to paint a romanticized, idyllic mural with the theme Tropical America.
Pero para mí, America Tropical,
but for me, America Tropical was a land of natives, of Indians, of Creoles,
negros,
of black men,
perseguidos y acosados,
all of them invariably persecuted and harassed by the respective governments.
At that time in L.A., Mexican immigrants and Mexican Americans were being rounded up and deported. Siqueiros' mural was a response to this and other events in the U.S. The central figure is an indigenous Indian peasant lashed to a double cross, and bearing down over him is the American eagle.
It was political commentary, plain and simple, on an 18 by 82 foot wall.
Photographer Luis Garza says Siqueiros called it Tropical America, oppressed and destroyed by imperialism.
He had the cojones to do it facing City Hall. The chutzpah of this man. How dare he? Was the reaction by some.
The mural scandalized Olvera Street officials who ordered it whitewashed. In the documentary, Siqueiros talks about having been censored.
Without a doubt, my work was destroyed because of its theme.
Ironically, years of being covered over by white paint actually saved the mural from complete deterioration by the sun and rain. Since the 1970s, Chicano artists, inspired by Siqueiros' work, crusaded to preserve America Tropical. They finally got mainstream acceptance and help from the mayor and the prestigious Getty Conservation Institute. Last month on Olvera Street, city officials broke ground on a restoration project for the mural. Photographer José Luis Sedano, one of the Amigos de Siqueiros, says there will eventually be a platform for people to view and appreciate it.
It's pretty faint.
It is. But there's still enough there that makes sense to bring it back to the people. It's still a powerful statement.
America Tropical won't reemerge until 2012, but Siqueiros' art is now on display at the Museum of Latin American Art and through January at the Autry Museum. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
And you can see Siqueiros' mural at npr.org.